Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday evening, and to those of you in the chat room and on the phone lines, thanks to you for hanging out with us for this special Tip Talk Thursday open forum edition of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio, where I, your host, Tiffany Williams-Jallo, leave the experts at home and talk directly with you as we work to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships. And we have a jam-packed agenda tonight and throughout the show. I'll be fielding your relationship questions and concerns, so get your dialing fingers ready so you can share them on the air by calling 714-409-0610, or feel free to share your thoughts, your questions in the chat room. And if you've been listening to Tiff Talk Thursday for any length of time, you know the routine. We're going to be reviewing this past month's shows. Well, I will anyway. We kicked off the month of March, with the Learn Your Love Style, Become a Better Lover edition of Relationships 360, which featured a cold-stricken David Wygant. He is an internationally renowned dating coach, relationship expert. He's been all over the place. He's been featured on CNN, in several magazines, on ABC. He's been all over the place. And he's also the author of the book Naked, How to Find the Perfect Partner by Revealing Your True Self, which you can win a signed copy of by entering your name and email address at relationships360.com. You'll need to confirm your subscription, sign up by this Saturday, March 31st. On the show, David spent about 15 minutes with us before kind of passing things on to his fellow relationship expert and dating coach, Larry Michelle. Larry is the creator of a system, a compatibility matchmaking system called Match Matrix, which I'll tell you about a little bit more in depth in just a moment. But on that show where David spent 15 minutes with us, he spelled out the 5 ways we can express love to our partners and how our partners can in turn express their love for us in order to improve our relationships, which, of course, is the goal of Relationships 360 on any show that we do or anything that we do. And these 5 expressions of love can be found in the book, The 5 Love Languages. It's by Dr. Gary Chapman. And did you know that the book is 2 decades old? It was actually published in 1992, so 20 years old. I mean, I'll tell you, talk about residual income. I mean, that Dr. Gary Chapman is making buttload of money off of that book. But it is highly recommended. I have to say, pretty much every other show that I do, the relationship expert on the show is recommending that listeners read that book. So you might want to pick it up. Of course, go back to my show, Learn Your Love Style, Become a Better Lover, so that you can learn more about these 5 love languages that I'm getting ready to discuss. As I name them, see if you can identify your love style. And when you do, make sure that you share your love style or love styles, because some of us have more than one way that we like to be loved. Share those with your partner in an attempt to get them to implement your preferred love styles in your relationship. And, of course, you'll want to ask your loved one how they like to be loved and practice those things in your relationship moving forward as well. So the first love language that I want to mention, and I want to make sure that you guys write these down because they're very, very good. You might want to post them up on the refrigerator or, you know, just, you know, maybe review this list when you get a chance. If you live somewhere with the subway or train, maybe you can review them during that time and then implement them on a daily basis in your relationship. So the first love language is acts of service. Some examples include washing your woman's car, you know, maybe pumping her gas, paying for her gas, rubbing your man's feet if you're a woman, cooking him dinner. And if you're a guy, you know, maybe helping out your wife, your girlfriend, you know, with a bag that she's carrying. These are all practical ways of showing your lover how much you care about them. Just anything you can do to ease the burden of their everyday responsibilities is considered an act of service. So definitely, of course, we should all engage in these types of acts in our relationships, but there's just some of us, we like to be served more than others, while some of us prefer to be loved in other ways, such as, for example, by receiving gifts, which is the second love language that I'd like to talk about that Gary Chapman mentions in his popular book. And again, I want to make sure that you're writing these down so you get all the information. If you're not, you can just go back and listen to the show because David Wygant, our expert that was on the show, did a fantastic, phenomenal job summarizing these different love languages. But going back to receiving gifts, I mean, I personally love gifts. They're fantastic. And my man, he actually recently surprised me with a bottle of perfume and chocolate. It actually happened earlier this week. So that was fantastic. He's obviously been listening to these shows. but, you know, I reciprocated by giving him a book that I thought he'd like. I actually gave it to him the very next day after, you know, he gave me the perfume, the chocolate. So, again, it's about, you know, treating each other, you know, treating others the same way that you want to be treated. But, again, you know, he could have been a person that doesn't like to receive gifts, so it may not have went over so well. But he actually does like to receive gifts like I do, so it works well for us to reciprocate that particular love language. So if you like to receive gifts, make sure that your partner or your lover knows about it, and if they still fail to buy you gifts after you've kind of mentioned it to them nicely a couple of times or talked to them about it, then you want to find out why they aren't giving you gifts. I don't know, maybe there could be a financial issue that may temporarily prevent them, him or her, I'd say, not just him, from giving a gift. But, you know, that doesn't mean that they don't love you. They just, you know, a little bit short on their finances. So, and, you know, if you're a person that isn't into the price tag, are into brand names, that kind of thing, or to receiving luxury items, then let your partner know that, you know, it's kind of the thought that counts. You like to get things. So, you know, not to be so worried about, you know, the cost of a particular gift. And if you like homemade gifts, that works, you know, even better. So just a little bit elaboration about, you know, giving gifts, which is the second love language that I'm talking about here tonight on Relationships 360 in relation to the show that I did earlier in the month called Learn Your Love Style, Become a Better Lover. The third love language that I want to talk about is basically words of affirmation, expressing words of affirmation. Examples of this include telling your significant other, you know, maybe that they look nice as they head out for work in the morning, maybe reminding them that they're a good parent or telling them that you love them. That's simple enough to do. Even though sometimes, you know, we don't feel like we love our partners, but we know love is not a feeling. It's an actual act, and that's what we're talking about, is expressing your love for